This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we pray for revivals in America. Today is a very special day. This is Prophetic Week here on BPN Radio, and it's such a delight to have you listening in. And, broadcasting live from our studios right here in Austin, Texas on this Wednesday morning. This is the Wednesday Watch. You're on BPN Radio. And, boy, it's good to have you listening. We've been having some technical issues this morning, but I'm glad we are getting those technical issues taken care of. My headphones are not working, but I'm still here to give some prophetic words. And so it's great to have you listening in. This is a Prophetic Wednesday here on BPN Radio. And I'm going to be sharing some prophetic words here in just a moment. So I want you to get ready, if you will.
Hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayer. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes,
most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. Call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open and see Your glory come down. We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. You'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God.
Yeah,
oh, will you come? We long to hear Your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. The giver of love to the world. Oh, yeah.
Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. As we declare, this is another prophetic day, another prophetic service here on BPN Radio. I'm here to declare that one word from God can change your life forever. Good to have you listening. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, supported by you, our loyal listeners. And today, we are calling America to pray for those who need a word from the Lord. I've actually been overwhelmed at the response that we've had this week. People sending their names in, asking for a word from God. And I'm just delighted to be able to operate in my gift, serving as a prophetic voice, for over 32 years now in America. And I'm just overwhelmed to be able to minister on BPN Radio. I used to go to one church at a time, Gene and I, for over 30 years. We went to one church at a time to one geographical location at a time. Now, I get to be on BPN Radio and minister to churches, individuals, prayer groups all over America and different parts of the world. There's a man that has contacted me from Malaysia and said, "Would you give me a word?" So it seems kind of surreal that I can stand or sit behind this microphone and be able to minister. And so, Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here in this prophetic service, prophetic session, prophetic program here on BPN Radio. We pray the will of God be done in Jesus' name. Why don't you put your hand on your ears if possible, if you're not driving down the road, at least on one of your ears, and just say, "Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it." Put your hand on your eyes and say, "Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me." Put your hand on your heart and just say, "Lord, open my heart that I might receive today all that you have for me." In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thank you so very, very much for being a part. And I'm going to begin to prophesy here in just a few moments over people that have turned in their names either by email or Facebook or message, whatever it may be. And won't be able to get to everybody today, but I'm going to prophesy over some people today, and the Holy Spirit is just going to help me. I don't have words for everybody. I hadn't gone through a list and say, "Lord, do you have a word for that person?" But when I hear your name or see your name and begin to call your name, or if I see your picture on Facebook, then the Holy Spirit, of course, begins to speak to me. Now, if I give you a prophetic word today, I want you to know that it could be a now word, something God is doing now in your life. It could be a future word. It could be something God is going to do in 6 months, next year, 6 years. I don't know. It's a future word. One day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day with the Lord. So it could be a future word. Don't ever try to make a future word into a now word. And then it could be a confirming word, something you've already heard in your spirit. And it could be a new word, something you have never, ever heard before. The Lord spoke to the prophet and said, "New things do I declare. Before they sprang forth, I tell you of them." There are some things that has been spoken in my life, or I've spoken in other people's lives, that's the first time they'd ever heard of anything about that. But that's the way the Holy Spirit works. And remember, if you receive a prophetic word from the Lord, and I want to remind you that I may be giving another person a prophetic word, and the Holy Spirit may speak to you concerning a word for you. Or it may be that you are receiving that word that I'm giving for another person. That you may say, "Well, I believe that's a word for me." And so I don't know exactly how the Holy Spirit works. But remember that whatever word you get, it's only a partial word. 1 Corinthians 13 says we know in part and we prophesy in part. So it will never, one word will never describe the entire situation. And remember that if you have a word that concerns direction, concerns a transition, whatever it may be, you need to consult with your pastor or other people in your life, because no prophetic word is of private interpretation. And so getting confirmation from other people that speak into your life is very, very important. So, and remember that if you receive a prophetic word, you don't have to receive it. You are not bound by a prophetic word. And so if you have a word that you're going to go to Africa, you don't bear witness. You got to bear witness in your spirit. Now, you cannot receive a word with your mind. You can't figure it out. Figure is a good Texas verb. You cannot figure out what God is doing with your mind. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I repeat this quite often, but 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that the natural man or the natural mind is not capable of receiving a word from the Lord. And so it's a supernatural thing. It's a revelatory thing. It's revelation. So you hear something, see something, say something, and then do something. That's the proper progression. And so today as I speak, I may see you doing something. I may hear you saying something. And I'm going to get to as many people as I possibly can to pray with them. I'm reminded as I get ready today, I'm reminded that several years ago, I was ministering just outside of New York City when a little boy about 12 years old, came up to me at the close of the service as I was about to walk away. And he said, "Excuse me, sir, can I ask you a question?" I looked down at that little boy's inquisitive eyes, and I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Can you tell me, am I going to have a good life?" I was kind of overwhelmed. I'm looking down at this little boy, maybe 11, 12 years old, and he's asking me if he's going to have a good life. And I'm here to tell you that you that are listening today, you could have been born any time in history past. You could have been born any time in history future. But here you are alive and well in 2017. And God has a good plan. The plan is a good plan, not an evil plan. To do what? To give you a future and a hope. And so if you receive a word today or you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you while I'm ministering to someone else, you take that word and you write it down and you speak that word into existence. In the beginning was the Word, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We literally speak our worlds. That worlds is a plural word. We literally speak our worlds into existence. Because that's what we're going to believe today. We're going to believe the Holy Ghost is going to speak to us here in this prophetic session. We won't get it all done today, but, you know, we're going to make a lot of progress today. And so we're going to pray. One of my favorite songs in the whole wide world is a song that I played the last couple of days. I'm just going to play it again, The Name of Jesus, because it's the name of Jesus that wonderful things are going to start happening today. So I want you to pray in the Spirit, and we're going to have some music, and I'm going to be back to minister a prophetic word.
One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Why don't you just pray with me in the Spirit right now, if you will? Father, we just come boldly by the blood of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, that you would just minister to people here today on BPN Radio that's listening here on the Wednesday Watch, this prophetic week on BPN Radio. And Lord, we ask for your help right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that you would just come and minister to us right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. You know, I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. And, you know, sometimes in the past, over the past 30 years, Gene would say to me, Dale, why don't you just get up and start prophesying right away? And I said, well, I know the people are ready, but maybe I'm not ready. And so I'm just getting ready here for the Holy Spirit just to release me to start ministering over each of you. When I start, I believe it's just going to be a flow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And I'm going to prophesy a word for Todd O. Father, I just pray for Todd O right now in Jesus' name. I just pray that you would minister to him by the power of your Holy Spirit. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is calling you to go very deep, to be still and know that he is God. And in times past, you have been digging horizontally. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, John, Todd O, that you are to dig vertically. You are to go deep. Deep calls unto deep. Not a horizontal dig, but a deep dig. A deep dig for you in Jesus' name. And I just pray over you, Kathy S. I declare in Jesus' name that you have sown lots of seed. And you have a lot of harvest to glean. And I just declare by the Holy Ghost that you are to call in that harvest from the seed that you have been sowing over these many, many years. And I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that you're to take a portion of that seed and you are to invest that seed into whatever place the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. I declare over you, John S., that God is at work in your life. And it's time that you begin to speak and declare those things that God has placed in your heart. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying concerning you that you are to restart your engine, and know that distractions will come, but you must disregard every distraction that is coming your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Erica, that God is working in your life, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you are to focus on generations. You know, the Bible says that Abraham, he dwelt with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And I declare in Jesus' name that there's a lot of generational power with children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, whatever it may be, generations in your life. I also declare that every generational curse is broken over you in Jesus' name, and that if you will sow into the Isaac and Jacob generations, then God will bring a great reward into your life. And I declare that those weapons that have been formed against your generations are broken. Every generational curse is broken in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. And I'm praying over you, Isabel P. Isabel, I declare in Jesus' name that you are mightily anointed. You are a woman of great adventure, and I declare that God is at work And you must not allow anyone to distract that pioneer spirit, that adventuresome spirit that is operating, that is functioning in your life today. So I bless you now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. And Charito E. I declare in the name of Jesus that God is working both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you are not to settle for second best, only the best in your life. And I know that Satan would keep trying to bring opportunities that you may feel is an opportunity, but it may not be the right one for you. So opportunities will come and go. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying that he's going to give you discernment concerning the opportunity that he wants you to have. And Terry E, I bless you, Terry. I declare that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon you powerfully. And I know that the Holy Spirit is desiring for you to quit trying to operate off of the branches. You are to operate off of the vine and going back to the things that God originally spoke to you, even as a little girl, talking to you about things that he spoke to you maybe when you were 9 or 10 or 11 years old. And so, in the name of Jesus, I proclaim and declare it that God is working now. And you're not going to dig up anything, not digging up anything, but you are digging out something that is very prevalent, very appropriate and promising in your life. And Gloria T, God is at work both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I pray in the name of Jesus for you. And the gift of intercession that is operating in your life and the words of knowledge that you are receiving concerning people, not just people from this nation, but other nations of the world. And it's almost like the ticker tape that would appear on the bottom of a screen. You're going to be able to write some people's names down, and the Holy Spirit is just going to begin to spell those things out for you. And you're going to intercede on behalf of them. Intercession is such an incredible, incredible thing. And so I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I'm going to pray right now a word for Laura. Laura W. In the name of Jesus, I just release that teaching gift on you, the ability to teach, the ability to instruct others. And I see you being involved in the administration of a school. There's new opportunities coming your way because of this new administration and our new Secretary of Education, and opening up new doors for teaching and education. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I just speak a word over you, Deborah H.W. I declare in Jesus' name that it's time that you begin to put a demand on the times, the years that Satan has stolen from you, and he has tried to wreak havoc in your life. He's trying to continue to bring destruction in your life. But I break the spirit of destruction in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus over you, Deborah. I break that spirit of destruction, and I declare that God is mightily at work in you, in Jesus' name. And everything that has been taken from you, I'm not saying just stolen from you, literally taken right out of your hands, it shall be returned, and even tenfold, even a hundredfold. And you have to set yourself in agreement with me. Lord, I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you, Laura. I declare that you are gathering people into your life, that have been remarkably profitable. And there are some people that have been so unprofitable in your life because of your gift of mercy, your willingness to reach out to other people. Sometimes people are prone to take advantage of you. But I declare in Jesus' name that God is at work in you. Hallelujah. God is at work in you, bringing people into your life that are profitable in Jesus' name. And Judy H., I pray I declare it's a season. Judy H., I declare it's a new season for you, a season of new beginnings. You have finished one chapter. And you have gone to another chapter. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying for you not to continue to look for additional words in that one chapter, saying, what else can I say in this chapter? What else can I do in this chapter? But I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that, no, that one chapter is finished, and now you need to go to a new chapter. It's actually going to be a continuation, but it requires a new setting, a continuation, but a new setting. So I pray over you, Kelly B.B., Kelly B.B., I declare in the name of the Lord that God has placed upon you the spirit of evangelism, and that he is opening major doors for you to speak the truth. For the Bible said you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But there's so many, many people today that have been mesmerized by untruths. They have gone down paths they shouldn't have gone because they've listened to wrong voices. And sometimes when we listen to wrong voices, we will definitely make wrong choices. So you're going to help people get back on track because of that spirit of evangelism that is at work in your life. And I have a word for you, Nancy P.J. I don't like to call people's last names because I don't want to call them out on worldwide radio, but I just pray over you right now in Jesus' name that that God will bless you and your family. I declare the joy of the Lord is going to come upon you, and there's going to be in you a season of laughter. And that joy, which is your strength, will spill over into other people's lives. And you're going to begin to break the spirit of heaviness off of people that are so heavy that they can hardly function or they can hardly operate. Beverly M.G., I pray for you right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I declare that God is going to open up new doors, not only nationally for you, but new doors internationally for you. And that, I'm just saying you got to get your passport ready because God is at work, and there's going to be some traveling that you are going to do in the future. I have a word for Kathy N. You got a long middle name, Kathy N. B. Kathy N. B. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you that you have more influence in life than you ever thought you had, and that you have set a mark. You have set a mark, a bar for others to obtain, others to reach out for, and I declare that God is at work, and you have reached a new place of contentment that so many, many people long for, reaching out for, but you have obtained that contentment, and your life is a prime example to your family and other people around you. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Ruth W.D., I just see you writing. I see you writing books. I see you helping, I see you being as a ghostwriter for a lot of other people. You just have that ability you have that ability to put on paper and describe things in a way that few people have. And so I bless you right now, Ruth W. D. And I pray over you, Jessica S. I declare in the name of the Lord that a new place of contentment is coming into your life. And I declare there is a word from the Lord that is coming out of you to those people around you. And it's a freedom word. It's a word of deliverance. It's a word to those who are bound up. And I just speak that word over you, that God is ready. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, he's ready if you're ready. He's ready if you're ready. I pray over you, Virginia G.S. I like these middle names and last names. I pray over you, Virginia G.S. I just hear the Lord saying, be bold. And don't be apprehensive about declaring those things that God has shared with you, those things that God has spoken into your life. And I pray over you, David B. Yeah, you've been a man of great faithfulness. You're a long-term runner. And I'm prophesying that some suddenlies are going to begin to happen in your life. Some suddenlies are going to start taking place in your life. And, wow, it's going to be quite amazing. I'm going to another list here. Michelle B. Michelle B. I just hear the Lord saying over you, Michelle B., it shall be. Just as the Lord has spoken, just as the Lord has declared, it shall be. It shall be. Michelle B., in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Karen P., I declare in the name of the Lord that God is bringing those things to pass that you have longed for, that you have yearned for, and he's opening up a new dimension for you to speak out, to declare. And it's the little foxes that have been spoiling the vines in your life for so long. And there's some people that you are to totally ignore. You're totally to shut out of your circle of influence. And you're to allow the Holy Spirit to rearrange your circle of influence in the name of Jesus. And Bernadine P., I bless you right now. I declare that God is going to restore the years that the cankerworm, the grasshopper, and the caterpillar have taken from you. And, you know, you have been tried. You've gone through the waters, and you've gone through the floods, and you've gone through the fire. The water and the floods did not drown you, overflow you, and the fire has not burnt you, but it has refined you. And I declare that refining process is in the process of coming to completion. And it's going to be a happy day. Oh, happy day. And over you, Marcus R. Marcus R. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is mightily upon you. Mightily upon you. To win those people in those crowded places, those places that are forgotten. I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to minister to the forgotten generation, the forgotten generation. Vicente L. Yeah, it's you. And so many times you have said, well, God, why do you bless them so much? How do they get to do it? And how do they get to cut in line? But the Holy Spirit saying those days are over, and I am going to bless you, Vicente. You are next, and you need to begin to declare, I am next. And BKSJ, I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. I declare that God is expanding you, causing you to break out on the right, break out on the left. And you have dwelt in a small place. I know that you are not to despise the day of small things. You're not to despise the day of small beginnings. But I declare in Jesus' name that you are no longer to settle for small things. For God is enlarging your place and breaking you out on the right and left, moving you into a wide dimension. Jackson M., I bless you, Jackson M. I declare that God has set the world in your heart, and He is preparing you. He's preparing you for many different places in the world. And so the days of preparation are going on, and don't be weary in these days of preparation, for God is at work in your life. And Betty L., how about you, Lord? How about you? How about you, Lord, blessing Betty L.? And I just hear the Holy Ghost saying to hold out your hands and receive the blessings of the Lord. And so many times we know how to give, but we don't know how to receive. The Apostle Paul said concerning giving and receiving, and you need to get your hands in a posture of receptivity. And some people, you know, one time I tried to give a pastor, Gene and I drove about 120 miles. I bought this man a suit because I wanted to sow some suit seed. And when I got there with this brand new suit, he and his wife were leading, pastoring a small church. And I was so happy that I got to give him a suit. And he said to me, no, Dale, I can't accept that. You need it more than I do. And he wouldn't take it. And so I had to put the suit back in the car. I drove back and took it back the next day because he would not receive it. Here was a man that knew how to give, but he did not know how to receive. I declare over you, Betty, that you get your hands out in a receiving posture, for God is ready to bless you. And as you get ready to receive. And Paula P.S., in the name of Jesus, I declare in the name of the Lord that you're on the right pathway. Now, there's a lot of rocks and stones, and your pathway is not a smooth pathway. It's a rough pathway. But you must continue down this pathway, knowing that he holds your hand, he holds your right hand, and he has promised not to leave you nor forsake you. So don't look for another path. Just keep going down this path, because eventually this path is going to smooth out. This path is going to smooth out and take you for you to your desired haven, the place that you have desired, and more. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And Louise, is that Louis N. Bird, in the name of the Lord, I just declare that God is working both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you must know that the voice of truth is speaking into your life in great measure. Speaking into your life in great measure. And I know that God, what he has called you to do, he will complete. And so there are things that God spoke into your heart several years ago that has not been completed, but I hear the Holy Spirit calling for a continuation in those things that he has declared over you. And Lisa F., I declare in Jesus' name that you must get bolder and bolder and bolder, because you are getting stronger and stronger, and your enemies are getting weaker and weaker. And God has called you to a place of national influence, and God has also called you to a place of international influence in Jesus' name. And so I bless you now, and you must not be weary in well-doing if you're on a good track. And I pray over you, James D., over James D., preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. And because in due season, people that have turned a deafening ear or a deaf ear to you in due season, they're going to begin to respond to you. So I hear the Holy Ghost saying, just continue to preach the same message. Don't stop now. And God is going to bless you. Heather S., in Jesus' name, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must never, ever accept second best. Never, ever. And, you know, you're tempted to turn aside because you feel that maybe God is not hearing you anymore, and maybe you need to take things in your own hands. But I declare by the Holy Ghost today that you are not to take matters in your own hands. You are to allow the Holy Spirit to work His will and His time. Remember, He's going to make everything beautiful in His time. Linda, I just declare that God is at work. He's given you a tremendous gift. This is Linda C.H. Linda C.H. I declare over you that God has given you a great communication gift. And I see you on television. I see you on the internet. And I just believe that God is going to give you major influence in the area of communication. And Dot H.C., yes, God is at work. He's at work, and He's never late. He always shows up right at the exact moment. And remember that your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. And so God is at work, and He's showing up just at the right time. And Jim G., I bless you right now because you have a servant's heart. And the servant's heart that dwells in you is being magnified and glorified in the eyes of the Lord. And He is blessing you abundantly. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, you need to ask Him for three things. Just ask Him for three things because He wants to give you some handfuls on purpose. And so go for it. Amy G.F. Yes, yes, yes. I just hear the Lord saying that He has approved of your request. And sometimes God's delays certainly are not God's denials. And some things have been delayed that you have had a confirmation on. You really had a peace about it. But now Satan is trying to disturb your peace. And I declare that you will not allow that to happen, because you are to rest in the promise in the word of the Lord that is now on its way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Pamela H.B., Pamela H.B., yes, you're the one. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that God is restoring the years that were taken away from you when you were a child. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to begin to minister to young ladies that are involved in human trafficking, and you're going to begin to have a word for these young ladies, and you are going to speak into their lives, and that ministry is going to begin to expand and enlarge in a very supernatural way. Ann K., there are those that would try to hem you in, would try to stifle your voice, would try to put you in a prevent mode or in a defensive mode. But I declare by the Holy Ghost that you will not allow it. And there were those that would try to prevent you from crossing the line, meeting the goals. But I declare that you are a goal-oriented lady and that God is at work. And you're also going to help people set reasonable goals, not unreasonable goals, and yet not goals that may come in the natural. So God is mixing the natural. He is mixing the natural with the supernatural. What am I saying? He is mixing the natural with the supernatural. Well, I've got another list coming up here, and I've got a little more time. Paula, I think I've ministered over you, I believe. So I'm going to go down my list here. Just one moment. One more moment. Regina W. Regina W. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I declare that God has given you a strong entrepreneurial gift, and he's going to give you people that will help you start businesses and companies that will eventually lead to other people buying stock in your company. That's an amazing, amazing opportunity that God is working in your life, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I'm so thankful to have you. I'm so thankful to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And this is Prophetic Week. Dale Gentry here. Well, I love to give prophetic words, and I minister over thousands of people. And I am so thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to minister over internet radio all across America and around the world. And all this week, I'm giving prophetic words, exercising the gift. If you would like to support Breakout Prayer Network, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the bottom of the page and click on donate button, or you can mail a check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And people have asked me about the broadcast that's on each day, and this broadcast is repeated several times today, Central Time, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 10. And so just tell that person that is a friend of yours that this program is repeated several times during the day. We're on live from 10 till 11. I have a word for Donna B.B. Donna B.B. And, you know, there is a call today for righteousness, a call for righteousness. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Donna B.B., that you have clean hands and a pure heart. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up their soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. And I declare that because of your clean hands and pure heart, that God is rewarding you, that you are ascending to the hill of the Lord. Hannah H., I pray over you in Jesus' name. I declare that the law of kindness is on your tongue. And, you know, a kind word breaks all the bones of contention. And you are going to be one that breaks the spirit of contention that operates in so many people's lives. And the spirit of contention that is at work in a home or a church or what have you, that spirit of contention is being broken. And I speak over you, Lou W., even when I call your name, I declare that it's a radical spirit that is operating in you. You have a radical spirit, and God is going to use that radical spirit because you are going to go into places that other people fear to go. As some people say, angels fear to tread. You're going to go into those places, and the name of Jesus is going to be high and lifted up. And Evelyn H., I pray over you now. I hear you giving your testimony in many different geographical locations. Your testimony is just going to resound in people's lives. Eventually, there will be articles that were written as you share your testimony. So I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray over you, Kayleen H. Yes. You can do this. And sometimes the spirit of intimidation comes upon you just as you are about to take that step of faith. But you must know without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. And so I declare that the spirit of intimidation is broken, and you are moving into that arena of great boldness, and your ability and willingness to speak forth and to speak out is going to bring you into incredible, incredible dimensions. Wow. In Jesus' name, I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. And there's a word for you, Kim A. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I declare that God has given you favor in Europe. There's going to be many places in Europe that you visit, and some of your closest friends and days to come are going to come as a result of short, what I would call missionary trips, missionary journeys. You may have a different definition for those. And so God is going to reward you. And some of those missing pieces are going to be found in those European places. Wow. And Jennifer L.S.M. Well, that's a long one, isn't it? Jennifer L.S.M. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare in the name of the Lord that God is opening doors for your educational track. There are some things that people can do, and they don't need an education. But there are some things that God has put in your heart that you are going to do, and your degree in some area is going to be very, very important and very, very significant, because God has called you to operate and function in significant places. And Kiora, you're the one that contacted me from Malaysia. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's places that you have gone into and you're not to try to get out of at this moment. Places you've gone into and you're not to try to get out of at this moment for the assignment that God has given you in that particular geographical location, that particular place. The assignment that he has given you is not been finished. And so I bless you right now and declare that the grace of God is upon you mightily. Well, it's amazing how we can run out of time so quickly. But I want to let you know that we're coming to the close of this Wednesday watch, this Wednesday prophetic session. But I will continue on Thursday and continue on Friday. This is a prophetic week, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So let me pray for you right now. Father, I pray for every person that has been listening today here on BPN Radio. Maybe they're even listening to a replay here on BPN Radio. And the same anointing is upon them. Lord, I know that you desire to give people the desires of their heart. And I pray that you will do that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dale Gentry here. Great to have you listening on BPN Radio as I get to speak to people all across America and around the world. And I'm so excited about that. Keep listening. Delvin Kinzer is next with the news. And then Roy Beard from The Wall at 11:55. And this program is replayed throughout the day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.